And all week we've been checking in on President Trump's first 100 days in office. The clock chimes at midnight on Friday night. How many campaign first 100-day promises has he fulfilled? Well, today we'll look at the pledge to clean up corruption in Washington, drain the swamp, as he put it. Here's Donald Trump, the candidate, in October.
It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. This is why I'm proposing a package of ethics reforms to make our government honest once again.
Well, we asked NPR's Peter Overby to check out the swamp, and he did.
Going back to that speech, Trump spelled out his ethics reforms.
I'm going to reinstitute a 5-year ban on all executive branch officials lobbying the government for 5 years after they leave government service.
And Trump bars them forever from lobbying for foreign governments. At Taxpayers for Common Sense, Steve Ellis says that's good. But a really strong ethics program takes a different perspective.
Trying to make sure that people have the taxpayers' interests at heart when they're working in government.
Ellis notes the administration has hired industry lobbyists to oversee the industries they were working for up till now. Trump's Drain the Swamp plan also calls for Congress to pass new laws. One would target Washington lobbyists with foreign clients.
I'm going to ask Congress to pass a campaign finance reform that prevents registered foreign lobbyists from raising money in American elections and politics.
There's no real action on that front. John Pudner is director of a conservative good government group called Take Back Our Republic. He's a fan of draining the swamp.
This is a central topic to why President Trump won this election.
Pudner was talking from the interstate. He said Trump started strong, but needs to do more follow-up. Pudner also sees a problem. Trump's own decision to hold on to his hundreds of companies and not divest them while he governs the United States.
I think divestiture is the thing that moving forward calls into question what's being done, and I think that needs to be a priority still.
A battalion of progressive groups is already examining Trump's conflicts of interest. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington sued Trump as soon as he took office. Its president is Noah Bookbinder.
We and a lot of others are watching closely to see what his business interests are and how they evolve and what kind of actions he takes as president.
The White House told NPR that Trump has, quote, kept his promise of not being swayed by special interests as he attacks symptoms of the swamp, including overregulation and waste in government. Trump's director of management and budget, Mick Mulvaney, has suggested that draining the swamp is really about something else, making government smaller.
President Trump calls it draining the swamp. What it really means is making the government more accountable to you, more effective, and more efficient.
But if cleaning up Washington means less lobbying, that isn't happening. Since Election Day, the number of new lobbyist registrations is up compared with a year ago. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.